Welcome back into the chat. I'm here with Christian Collins, the head coach of the Chattanooga Prep men's basketball team. Coach, you're headed to the state tournament for the second year in a row. It's a three-year-old program. How does it feel to have this much success or in this early of a program's history?
First off, I would love to thank God. And I would love to thank the position that I'm in now. It's been a tough position to be in. I took the place of my twin brother. My twin brother has had the program over the last 5 or 6 years. I came in last year to help him as a player development coach and as an assistant, not with the mindset of being a head coach. But, you know, of course, my brother is gone now, and, you know, the keys were handed to me. So taking over the program, it has been a big jump, and it's been one of those big obstacles in my lifetime so far because, you know, I'm coming in as stepdad. You know, my brother had these guys since they was like in the sixth grade. So, you know, it's been a huge jump. But the crazy thing is, I'm proud of these guys. And, you know, I want to thank God and I want to thank these young men, the parents, and even, you know, the staff, the administration for being a great support to me. And I'm going to give most of the credit to those guys because, you know, without them, I don't think we would be making this second round back-to-back state tournament trips.
Right. And I like that way you put that, the stepdad. You've kind of been there as the assistant through these guys' careers. So they're used to you. They've seen you. They know your coaching style. How has that gone hand in hand with taking over?
Well, I've just been basically just piggybacking off of what my brother has installed in them. Of course, you know, me and my brother, you know, we might have like different coaching philosophies. I'm still learning. Once again, this is my first year ever as a head coach. I've been working as a nurse the last 7, 8 years. And I've also done a lot of, you know, player development training, trained a lot of professional basketball players, a lot of collegiate players, and even, you know, amateur players as well. So I kind of use that hand-to-hand with the coaching style that I've been using so far this year. And just being around these guys for the last several months, just learning, you know, what they like, what they don't like, and, you know, just trying to find their identity to help fit our playing styles, you know, so they can play pretty well off of it.
And you mentioned this is your first year as the head coach. How are the nerves feeling right now going into the state tournament? You've gone through this much of the postseason already, which, might I say, congratulations on this much success so far, and the job's not done. So what does that look like for you right now in your everyday life going into the gym and everything?
My nerves right now on a scale from 1 to 10, I would say it's at 11 or 12. It's like every game, though. Each game, out of the 30 games we done played this year, my nerves has been running through my body. I know a lot of people ask, you know, why my brother used to carry around a suck with him all the time, but we both, of course, we're twins, we think alike, and, you know, we also have the same mindset, but I think this sucker, I even got a suck in my hand right now. This sucker keeps my nerves calm. but it definitely helps keep the nerves calm. But, you know, going into the state tournament, the nerves is definitely there, but it's kind of like the same. It's a good nerves. You know, I don't want to go in just thinking, oh, we're going to be the best team and we're going to run right through the state tournament or whatever. I just want to go in there, you know, humble, keeping our guys focused, and, you know, and ready for the next challenge. You know, last year we got all the way to the Final Four. So, you know, this year, you know, I'm expecting bigger and greater things for us as a program and for the young men as well.
You mentioned the sucker. That's going to be like a coaching statement for you. I mean, my colleague Tula and I, we're planning on coming out to the game next week. So maybe I'll have to show up with a sucker in my hand too, just so I can be like coach, right?
Everybody. I told the fans, even my mom, I told my mom she's going to have to get her one too because, you know, in the sectional championship game we had the other night, you know, her nerves is running so bad too. And I end up having to give her a sucker just to calm her down. If any sucker company is listening right now, I want you guys to know I need an NIL deal. Me and my twin brother need an NIL. You know, we definitely, you know, promote you guys. We promote you guys right now with these suckers.
Definitely the NIL deals. And I wonder, I don't know what the rules are, but we might need to bring in a couple bags just so this whole student section can get some suckers.
We need to.
It's a statement and maybe a good luck charm if we're being superstitious.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
So, Coach, we're taking it one game at a time. We're in the state tournament. Looking to next year, right now you don't have any seniors on your team. The oldest players are juniors. juniors. Next year, you'll have 5 seniors. What's that mindset like? Have you even thought about that far ahead? Or
I actually haven't even thought about it that far ahead. Actually, I've just been worrying about the present. Just focusing, taking one day at a time, trying to get these guys prepared, you know, for the state tournament, and just trying to bring a gold ball back to the Chattanooga area. I don't think a state championship or a state champion has been crowned in the Chattanooga area for I don't know how long. I think it's been like since 2007, 2008. So my main focus right now, I haven't even looked towards next year. I just been worrying about this year and the present, just trying to get these boys, you know, well prepared to bring this gold ball back to Chattanooga.
You're going to face Union City next week. How have you changed your practices to prepare for them next week?
Man, I've done a lot of research. I've done a lot of film watching so far. And what I tell you, the draw that I did not want to get was Union City, because they've been at the top of Class A since the beginning of the season. They have a great, outstanding point guard, a dynamic point guard who's averaging almost 30 points right now. They got great role players. They have a great coaching staff. And from the report that I've gotten from, you know, friends out of Knoxville, Nashville, and Memphis, they have given those guys some big props. I'm definitely not going into this game just thinking, you know, it's going to be an easy win for us, but I'm definitely going to challenge our guys like I normally do in practice to help them be prepared and successful to this team we about to play. Once again, it's going to be another big challenge. You know, of course, if you want to be a champion, if you want to be great, you want to be successful in life, everything comes with a challenge. And you got to be ready and prepared for that opportunity.
Of course. And being prepared is the best thing that you can do. And doing your research is the best thing you can do before a big game like this, especially. Now, I got to know, what song are you going to listen to before this game on Wednesday?
Oh, Lord, I know the boys, they get on me all the time. And my twin brother was like this as well. I love listening to rap music, but I guess me being an old head right now and then just working around kids all day long. I got 8 kids of myself in my own household. So, you know, just coming here dealing with, you know, 200 to 300 other more kids. I call them all my sons anyway. I can't listen to the rap music. I got to tone it down. I listen to it's a lady named Tims. She keeps my nerves calm, and you know, just it's just smooth, soothing, like R&B music.
Okay, that's kind of different, but I respect it. I like it. Yeah. Any specific song?
Number one song I like to listen to from her is Free Mind.
Free Mind. I like it. I mean, that's what you're going to need, especially this upcoming week with all the nerves going on. The Free Mind. Right? Play that song on repeat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you entering the chat in here. And this has been Coach Christian Collins of Chattanooga Prep. Coach, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for your time.